I'll say a few words, then we'll come back to names. So as I said yesterday and the day before, I think one of the things I really love about this style of practice is that there's not a difference in the instructions in the sitting or in the daily life. Whatever we're doing, we're noticing the experience and we're aware of it. And yet there's very different contexts in which we're aware. So when we're sitting quietly in formal meditation, that context is one of, we've chosen that time to set ourselves aside from the busyness of our lives. And so in that context, when thoughts arise, we don't need to engage with them. There can be times in sitting meditation when something is sticky enough that we recognize, maybe there is some engagement that needs to happen here. But largely in the sitting practice, we can. We have the luxury, in a way, of not engaging with the content. In our daily lives, in our going around about our day, being aware of our experience, when thoughts arise, the context is that we generally need to pay attention to the content of our thoughts. We need to be aware of the thoughts and what they mean and how they're helping us deal with this situation. And yet there are times, definitely in our daily lives, where thoughts arise that are just kind of extra or not so relevant. So many of our thoughts are actually not so useful. And so that's something we can check into. Is this a useful thought? Is this a thought that's actually true? Is it a thought that's true? That's the first piece. You know, is it true? Is it useful? And maybe is it kind? So the reflection there can include the content. And then we, in the being aware, the practice of being aware in our daily lives, we are aware of that content. And so awareness, mindfulness, can be aware of content as well as what we often think of as bare experience. You know, content is part of what our minds do, produce content. In a way, it can be a bare experience. And so we can be aware that the mind is producing content, know that content. And then as I spoke about the other day, somebody asked a question about this 50-50 mindfulness that Sayadaw Utejaniya sometimes speaks about. That's a good tool, this exploration of, oh, this is the content. So if it's useful content, if it's something we need to continue thinking about in daily life, then having this exploration around continuing the thinking, but being aware of how it affects us. So we're roughly half of our attention, half of the awareness is taking in the content, and half of the attention is taking in, how am I with this content? So thinking about something we have to do tomorrow, a planning, for instance. So there's the content of that planning, the mind thinking about what has to come before what. That's all necessary. And then, you know, as that's happening, there may be emotional resonances or beliefs that come in, other things that happen in our system. That is actually, it's almost like our system is offering feedback to us around this planning. We may be aware as we think through some things, we think about perhaps telling something to somebody. Oh, I need to have that conversation with that person and need to tell them this thing. There can be some, as the mind kind of begins to phrase or frame the conversation, there can be emotional tones, some ease, some tightness. And it's really useful to track that, to be aware of that. So this is challenging. This is not easy. In fact, you know, I was thinking this morning, this non-residential retreat, is really, in some ways, the advanced retreat, because we are working with everything that comes up in our lives. And our orientation this week is to commit to the exploration. There'll be lots of times when we forget, but this is our kind of aim this week, to more and more have our awareness wake up right in the midst of whatever is happening, and exploring this 50-50 in our daily lives. You know, like, oh, this is what's happening. Here's the content, and here's how I am with it. So it's hard. So have some compassion for yourself, not, you know, beating yourself up when it's not so doable or you forget. But this practice, the light touch, the curiosity just about what's happening, the exploration we do in the sitting practice does support us in our daily lives. It supports us to be able to be with a broader range of experience in our sitting that carries, it can carry into our daily lives. So one thing I want to just mention, you know, this is a retreat, and as a non-residential retreat, people may sometimes think, oh, I'll just carry on with everything exactly as I do. And I find, you know, when I teach these retreats, I actually simplify my life quite a bit during this week, because it supports, well, for me, I mean, it supports my capacity to actually arrive here and be present to do what I need to do in these mornings. But for you too, I think you'll find, you already have certain commitments this week, but what I would encourage you is to look at what you have planned for the week, and look at what's optional, what feels like it might be extra and potentially agitating. Sometimes some of these optional things are things that actually help us to settle and to be more present. And so I'd say in the optional area, you might look at, will this activity support, or will this be an area or an activity in which I can more easily practice this awareness? And so I'd encourage a reflection on simplification this week. It's easier to do that in advance, like, you know, so I know pretty much about a year in advance when I'm going to be doing these things. But if you can simplify, it can be really useful. And then if you can't, if there are things that you have to do, then the commitment to, okay, well, I'm going to do the best I can with these activities, with these things I have to do, with these intense meetings or these various other things. So I just encourage you to really look at your week and treat this like a retreat. Treat this week like a retreat. It makes it easier to get up at 5:30 in the morning to treat it like a retreat. So those are just a few reflections about the week.